Houston and Huber on the new Tide 99.1 and Tide99.1.com.
AM here in the Shirt Shop Sauna on Tide 99.1 and Tide99.1.com. Got a special guest in with us all day today, John Parker Wilson, former quarterback here at the University of Alabama, captain of that 2008 SEC Western Division Champions, and close to, man.
It's the easy way of putting it right there.
He set you up for 2009. He gave you something to be PO'd about.
Hey, you don't ever hear me on here when people call in or when I go somewhere and they ask, you know, what was the difference? That, listen, that 2008 senior class is the one that got us to where we're at now.
Yeah.
It don't have anything to do with what we did or anything else. The ones that turned the tide, so to speak, you know, lack of pun, was y'all's class. And I make sure I make that very clear anytime I go talk somewhere, because, you know, you guys might not have the rings and everything else, but you guys are the ones that paved the road, period. Yeah. And we'll be forever indebted to that. And that's kind of the conversation that we're at right now. 205-342-9904. Give us a call. Got John Parker in here. We'll be talking Auburn, Malzahn to Texas, these SEC championship games, all the different matchups this week. But before we get to that, I want to stick on what we had last where we left off last segment. We were talking about Jacoby Ellsbury signing a 7-year deal, $153 million. And talking about how the NFL, you know, that money's not guaranteed, and how we use NFL as a marketing tool here, basically to recruit players. And, you know, when I look back at that 2008 team, we had, well, it kind of goes back to 2005, really. When we go 10-2, you know, we both came in 2005. Mm-hmm. We had D'Amico Ryans, Freddie Roach, Roman Harper, Charlie Pepper, Mark Anderson, Brody Croyle, Tyrone Prothero. Yeah. I'm still missing off guys, but the guys I'm naming came to Alabama when Alabama wasn't cool, when Alabama wasn't fun, when Alabama wasn't on ESPN for a new locker room, when Alabama wasn't on 60 Minutes, when Alabama wasn't on
Sports Illustrated, and the hype and the love that goes with the success of a program. It wasn't there.
And all those guys we just named outside of Tyrone, who, if he hadn't had the injury, had an NFL career, and some of them still have an NFL career.
Yeah.
So we weren't. It wasn't like we were recruiting subpar talent.
Right.
I mean, these guys were coming to Alabama because they wanted to play for Alabama, and they could have played for anybody.
Right.
And now I almost feel like it's counterintuitive for what Coach Saban is wanting. You know, he's wanting a player to come. He likes college because he can develop.
Yeah.
He's wanting a player to come and be thirsty for knowledge and be thirsty for being coached.
I think he gets as much enjoyment out of developing. You know, he talks about the process, and this is an outsider looking in, so y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but I look at him and he talks about that process, and he truly believes that if he does all of these things right, the wins are going to come. So to me, I think he enjoys that development of the player, seeing a kid come in, buy in, pay the price, do what it takes, and get better progressively. I think he gets as much joy out of that as he does hoisting the trophy, because he believes if he can get players to do that, the trophies will come.
Yeah, no question. A perfect example of that is Rashad Johnson. When I played, started out a walk-on running back. You know, worked his way when Coach Saban got here to a defensive back. Now he's a starting safety for the Arizona Cardinals, and he is that guy that kind of came up, developed him through the system. But I don't think just because you're recruiting these national, you know, the best running back from the country, from Florida or wherever it may be, that they're not still developing guys. And Alabama's got a lot of talent, too, in football. I mean, it's not like the state of Alabama is a bad high school football thing. So we're still getting these best guys from Alabama. And, you know, a guy from Florida, you know, now maybe they, as this thing continues, maybe they do grow up and, you know, in sixth grade middle school, they start to like Alabama. And they really pull for Alabama because they're the best. And when you're a little kid, like my little brother Peyton, who's 14, he loves the Red Sox because, you know why? They won all these championships when he was growing up. And he'll always love them because they were the best.
How the hell did I become a Cubs fan then?
It must have been your granddaddy or something.
It was. It was a family thing.
There was nothing else on TV.
Yeah, you're right. But you mentioned that his being able to develop. That's where he's really separated himself from other coaches, is he can get these guys in and develop. But I feel like he always had a core of guys that were level-headed, that wanted, that were really thirsty for knowledge, while he had to really pull from others. You know, we played with guys that had all the talent in the world, and constantly every day, man, he had to pull it out of them.
Yep.
You know, and then after he pulled it out of them, he had to corral them when they weren't on the field because they were running around doing things they shouldn't do. I mean, mm-hmm. It's a hard job keeping up with all these kids.
Oh yeah.
And when I look at, and Martin, we mentioned it the other day, the post game press conference, damn near a sign of relief for him. And he looked, I wouldn't say old, he looked tired. You know, I know these games take a lot out of you, but I'm wondering now, does he have so many guys that he's having to pull this out of, because he's used the recruiting tool of, you can go to the NFL, and not the recruiting tool of, hey, you come here, I can teach you. You know, I can teach you. I can get you to the NFL if you listen to what I say. I feel like it's becoming counterintuitive to him, and the reason why he looks tired is because he's got all these guys that think if they just come here that they're going to go to the NFL, versus coming here and realizing part of your agreement and the bargain is you got to do what I say.
Yeah, and yeah, I think that goes, you got to have great leadership on your team. And just because Alabama lost to Auburn, then this one game doesn't make them a great team, and doesn't mean that they're, you know, have gone into the orbital system of being out of control. I think the leadership was there. You know, did it finish out like it should? No, but I think his leadership counts on the way he's got his program structured. It's, you know, built for success, and he's done it, and it's been that way. And I think with everything going on and all the different arms and pieces of the puzzle, I think he's got it figured out.
You know, one of the things, JP, our listeners have heard Barron and I say, we've actually had callers call in and say that we were crazy, was we questioned, though, is this team completely bought in to the Saban way? And there was a couple of things that were said last week that make you go, whoa. You know, I love AJ, love his leadership. But when you say the Auburn game is just another game, in any year.
Well, he said that about a lot of games, but what he said behind it was disturbing. I've won two national titles. This is just another game.
Right. And so when you start hearing that, you go, whoa. And then someone says Nick Marshall is just, he's just a little bit better than the Chattanooga guy. I wondered, did this team go into that Iron Bowl thinking, oh, we beat them 49-0.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't possibly have gotten that much talent back that quick. And we're Alabama. We're going for three-peat. And to me, that's the way that team played. Either they were extremely tight, or they didn't pay attention to the detail that he stresses week in and week out.
And it does happen, because we've been there before when we played Utah, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Should have we beat them? Of course. But did we, you know, that week of practice down in New Orleans, all the stuff, we were still mad that we weren't playing for the national championship because we lost to Florida in the SEC game. You know, it happens. And if you let your guard down for 1 second, you're done, especially playing the SEC West.
205-342-9904. John Parker, where do pro sports have a place in NCAA? Where is the spot for them? Is it there to be a beacon of accomplishment, that your goal, or is it now become so much of a I guess lure that you lose sight of what you're doing? You lose sight of the journey instead of the destination. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think the NFL is a big deal, and a lot of kids grow up doing it, and it's a great way to sustain a living and to get yourself started and all this stuff. But I think if you know, luckily college, you got to stay 3 years for football. Should it be more? You know, who knows? But I think if you miss that journey going on, I mean, these, honestly, if you talk to anybody in the NFL locker room, anybody your age, anybody ever, college is the best time of your life.
Your age, referring to the old man in the room.
Yeah. Talk to somebody who's an AARP member, they still.
You almost got as many gray hairs as he does, man.
It's right. I'm starting to get a little gray coming. We got a guy here on the phone line. Caleb, welcome in this morning. How you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well.
I kind of had two things. The first thing is the statement, the second thing kind of more of a question.
Sure.
As you know, the other day I called. I am an Auburn fan, but I just want to say hello to John Parker Wilson. Like you said earlier, I tell everybody that the 2008, 2009 Alabama team is the best all-around put-together football team that I've ever seen in college football. I mean, as far as I'm both sides of the ball.
Well, I appreciate it, Caleb.
All right. And the second thing, I was watching College Football Daily yesterday, and the guys were talking about the Auburn and Missouri game. And really, no one gave Auburn a chance to win at all. All four of the guys on the show said that Missouri would win the football game. And they were just talking about Missouri's defense and Missouri's rush defense. And I just saw the way that Auburn was able to run the ball against Alabama. And I don't see how Missouri would be able to stop that if Alabama wasn't. I mean, do you guys think that? And what do you guys think about the Auburn and Missouri game?
Caleb, what's interesting is when it comes to football, matchups matter. It's not just always talent against talent. That's why you sometimes see these surprise games. The thing about Missouri is they're the one team that's probably built physically, athletically, speed-wise to stop a spread type of option game. And guess what they practice against every day? Their quarterback, James Franklin, has been doing what Marshall did this year for 4 years. They have a good running back. They have the big wide receiver. They have the Sammy Coates. So they have all of the elements that they go against every day in practice that Auburn brings to the game. So I think that's what people are beginning to see is, whoa, this Missouri team is actually built to stop a spread run game, and they practice against it every day. And I'm telling you, it's assignment football, it's assignment football, it's assignment football, and Missouri is used to making those, playing those assignments because they practice against it every day. That's the reason they would say that.
Well, I mean, it puzzled me for a minute because, I mean, when you look at, you know, the schedule, I mean, I know Missouri's in the East and Auburn's in the West, but, I mean, the teams that Missouri has played really just, to me, don't match up to the teams in the West. I mean, I know Auburn had, you know, the nail biter against Georgia, and of course the nail biter against Alabama this week. But I mean, I just don't see a signature win in Missouri's schedule. I mean, I don't see that one game that would really just push them to the limit.
Right, and I agree with the comparison of the East and West is not even anywhere close. But I'm gonna tell you, Missouri is a good team. I'm not saying they can stop Auburn's execution of that spread triple option Gus Malzahn offense. But they have some talent and some speed on that defense, and they play against it. So it'll be an interesting game. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to break it down later on today.
Caleb, appreciate the call, buddy.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right.
6:32 a.m. We'll take a brief break on the other side. Yeah, you know, Caleb, hey, if you lead him to the water, you can't get him to drink, right? Well, he led me right to the water. I'm going to have a sip. When we come back, we'll talk about those conference championship games, weigh in on Alabama. Well, I guess we're not playing anybody, but we'll weigh in on Missouri, Auburn, and as well as those ACC and Pac-12 championships.
This is Houston and Huber on the new Tide 99.1 and Tide99.1.com.